Last Thursday, I got a call that my phone said was probably spam.
We have just received a notification regarding your tax filings.
They left a message saying they were with the IRS and I was in big trouble.
After that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops, as there are 4 serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment.
Somehow, I deduced this was not a real call. 2.4 billion robocalls are made to U.S. consumers each month, says the Federal Communications Commission. Many are fraudsters spoofing their number to look like someone else. Spoofing is when a caller can use an app or a program to make it look like they're calling from another number.
So you can appear to be calling from the White House, the IRS, unfortunately, FBI or whatever. And unfortunately, there's not a lot that can be done about it right now.
Matthew Perry is the special agent in charge of cyber crimes at the FBI in San Antonio. Financial gain largely the motive for these calls, and when they're made domestically, the FBI has good results in responding. But Perry says overwhelmingly these calls originate overseas, where not much can be done. Consumers aren't the only ones being targeted. For several years, law enforcement have dealt with online gaming phenomena of swatting. Videos like this one are all over the internet. In the video, a young woman streaming her gameplay live gets raided by police officers after someone who was watching called 911 to report a fake crime.
She's playing Black Ops 2.
She said they're streaming and they're watching us.
A handful of times, these pranks have had tragic results.
This is 911. What's going on?
Like this call in Wichita, Kansas late last year. A California man pretending to be local said he was holding his family hostage at a home nearby.
They were arguing and I shot him in the head and he's not breathing anymore.
28-year-old Andrew Finch, the man that actually lived at the address, was shot by Wichita police when they arrived expecting a hostage situation. Attempts to thwart spoofed calls have been mixed. The FCC proposed new rules in December to allow phone companies to block suspected calls. Several smartphone apps exist to help people identify scams. And crowdsourcing of user data has led to warnings like the one I got saying the call was suspect.
Because it's computer operated, you can place a lot of different calls with the same spoof number and have that occur in very large scale.
Lee Sutterfield is CEO at San Antonio-based telephony security company SecureLogix. They've been working in the space for years and have received several grants around call authentication, some from the Department of Homeland Security. He says call authentication data is spread across old and new phone networks in a labyrinth of places.
How do you pull that together very rapidly, within milliseconds, less than 1 or 2 seconds at the most?
His company rates the reliability of calls by red, yellow, and green for his customers, mostly call centers for banks. The Equifax credit agency hack last year has exposed the information of more than 140 million Americans, a treasure trove of personal details for bad guys. Some banks, as well as the IRS, have increased screening as a result. But even Sutterfield's bank makes the mistake of using phone numbers as identifiers.
The first words out of their mouth still is, "Mr. Sutterfield, I see you're calling from an authorized phone number. How can I help you?"
Right now, he says, a caller ID just isn't trustworthy. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.